This is Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Talk back Jackson Sports. My name is Mark Daly, and on our sports line, we have Coach Herb Brogan from the Lumen Christi Titans. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We do appreciate you joining us today.
No problem, Mark. Look forward to it.
So let's talk about the season so far. You have really two impressive wins under your belt with New Lothrop and with Coldwater. I had the pleasure of being out at the New Lothrop game, helping our broadcast team, and boy, just very impressed with how the offense was run. When we finally got to see the offense in the second quarter, but with how the offense was run, just tight formations, quick up to the line, and like you said, you had to limit the mistakes, and you did that.
Well, so far, you know, we've won the turnover battle 2 weeks in a row, and that's always critical when you're playing good football teams. But I think we've been pleased with our performance so far. There's obviously things that we've got to get better on. Last week we let Coldwater get back in the ball game when we really didn't need to, and gave them a lot of momentum going in halftime, and really had to come out and play a great second half in order to secure that thing. So we didn't put that game away when we needed to. And we've given up long drives to start games, even though we haven't given any points up, and we've given up some yardage to start the second half. And so those are two things that that we'd like to see corrected. But I do think that we've played well in the second half. I think our kids have looked like they've been in great shape. We've put two good long drives together to end both those ball games. So there are plenty of positives, but at the same time, we've got some things we've got to get better at.
Well, that's one of the things I've seen is you have been able to outlast, especially at the New Lothrop game. You tired out those big guys up front for New Lothrop. And when it comes to the long drives, what happens in the red zone? Does your defense just cinch up, button up, tighten down, and just prevent them from going any farther?
Well, I think we've played really good red zone defense, but to be perfectly honest, in the times that we haven't scored, we've done the same thing. A lot of times the offenses have helped us out. Last week, Coldwater jumped off sides that made things a little bit more difficult for him. So, there's an element of luck there, but at the same time, we have really kind of buckled down and played really well when we've been challenged down there.
Couple of the guys on the team so far that you feel are just having phenomenal seasons. Can you spotlight a couple for us?
Well, I think Cole Simpson's probably been our defensive leader. Colin Morrow has done a great job in terms of covering a lot of the field and leading the team in turnovers. And I think Teddy Ehlers has done a really good job running the offense. He doesn't have any stats or eye-popping or like that, but he's made big throws when we've needed big throws, and he's run the ball really well and really just kind of kept our offense chugging along. But if you look at our stats on both sides of the ball, nobody really pops out as being a team leader. One of the things, the strengths of this team is in a sense, our consistency and our overall effort across the board. So it gets difficult to single kids out because it's really been a great team effort so far.
Right. Well, one of the things we commented on watching Teddy is he's actually he might not be connecting every time, but he's very safe with the ball. He's always putting it in places that are very difficult for the defenders to get, but he's always giving his offensive guy a shot.
Well, that's part of the beauty of being a 2 or 3 year starter. He's played a lot of snaps in his 4 year career, and the more snaps you play, the less mistakes you should make. So that kind of goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the game this week. This finally a Friday night under the lights versus Northwest. What do you have to do to walk away with the win against the Mounties?
Well, you got to stop the quarterback. Number one, he's probably the best we've seen so far this year, and one of the best that we will see all year long. He, 4 year starter, coaches kid, knows the game very, very well. He got a strong arm. He throws it accurately, but he really runs the ball great. He can run it inside. He can run it outside. He wants to keep the ball. A lot of the read things that they do, I've always felt the offense is much more effective when the quarterback's hungry to keep it. and he is hungry to keep it. So I think the game plan starts and doesn't necessarily end there, but you've got to control the quarterback if you want to win the ball game.
Offensively, what do you have to do to keep your momentum going?
Same thing that we do week in and week out, and that's block people. And if we can control the line of scrimmage, then we feel good about what the outcome is going to be in most weeks. And that's our goal every week, and we've done a pretty good job of doing that so far, and hopefully that can continue this week.
6:45 broadcast time, 7 o'clock kick on our sister station, down the hall and to the right. News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM for the game this Friday night. Under the lights. Coach Brogan, we certainly do appreciate the time. Thank you, and we'll talk with you again here a little bit later on in the season, all right?
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Talk back, Jackson Sports, with Mark Daly.